Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, guest, and criminal defense lawyer, Laurie Hellis.
There's been a lot of talk about Jody Hildebrandt's group or thing or business of being almost like a cult. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think very much it was, anytime you have an organization that is formed around a central figure, and in this case, it was her, I think it is definitely bordering on a cult. She's espousing her ideas, her identity, her belief system, and talking to people about the fact that if you don't believe this way, then, you know, your children are all going to go to hell.
Yeah. And,
so it certainly has cult overtones. And certainly within the definition the community uses, I think definitely bordering on a cult. And, you know, I don't really know how much Ruby Frankie was complicit and how much she was a follower, but I think that Jody Hildebrandt certainly saw that this woman had 2 million followers on YouTube, and that was, you know, that was a fertile ground for her to make money off of giving seminars and offering retreats and doing all those things that people were paying for.
Much like the Lori Vallow Daybell case, when you look at these individuals and you got to look at the psychology of them, not necessarily even the acts that they're accused of, but more so them as people. And maybe it's different with each of them, but what are we looking at here? And what was motivating these people to go down the road that they did? Was it money? Was it control? Was it simply kind of, I think, what we think of with Lori Vallow Daybell, where there doesn't seem to be a clear reason for anything? Just delusions of grandeur and following very out there religious beliefs that are very extreme, very fundamentalist, and then just going down that path because that is the right thing, which I think that's the drive on Lori Vallow's part. But what are we looking at here with Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt? Because we have evidence of, you know, they're making some money. Ruby also got $87,000 in PPP loans for her YouTube channel, which I find
interesting.
I'm just like, I look at this, I'm like, it did what?
That's fascinating.
I mean, I'm a small business myself with very few people, and it's like, I didn't apply for any of that stuff. I didn't think it was morally right. I'm good.
Yeah.
But it is showing some motivation by money, very much so. So where do you think they fall on that? Is it money, control, delusions? Where do you think they go?
I think they're much more on the money, but I do think that they very firmly believe that their approach to parenting, their approach to taking love and logic, the love and logic rubric from the 90s, and translating it into something on the extreme end. And I think they do believe that is the way to appropriately parent. I think Jody believes that.
Yeah.
But she also believes that teaching that to people is going to make her a lot of money because she's got the answer and people want it and she can get them to pay for it.
And that's just another weird part of the whole thing. If you believe your way of parenting, you know, the stricter way that we've seen, and I'm not talking duct tape as being stricter. That's something completely different.
Right. No.
But if we're just talking on the surface here, your kid forgets their lunch, you're not going to bring it to them, let them learn the lesson, that sort of thinking, which if we're talking about a kindergartner is a bit much. But if you're talking a fifth or sixth grader, I would probably do the same thing. I had my parents said that to me too. You forget it once, you remember it again. It's just, it's life, it's lessons. But she goes way beyond that. When the kid's showing up emaciated, duct taped, with bruises all over their body, how does someone go from I'm a strict parent to that? Because that just seems utterly insane. How does someone end up sitting in their home, duct taping their children up and abusing them and going, yeah, this is strict parenting and this is the way that we should be doing this? It just seems to go way off the rails. And why was nothing, no red flags going off saying this is much?
Well, you know, I agree that it is extreme, and I agree that it's very unfortunate that it wasn't uncovered earlier. I think when you listen to Jody's niece, Jessie, she says, I didn't tell anybody because I didn't think anyone would believe me because it was so extreme and so crazy. But her parents basically turned her over to Jody and said, you take her, she's out of control. And you know, they were kind of a strict LDS family, and she was sort of their rebel and the artistic kid, the kid that questions, and she's now a tattoo artist. So, I understand that she didn't quite fit the mold of a typical LDS family, but this family literally turned her over to Jody and said, you take her, we can't handle her. And she lived with Jody Hildebrand for several years and was subjected to that sort of discipline. And I don't know, maybe at that point, Jody said, well, see, it works. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's very unfortunate. I think, again, it gets to the point where for Ruby Frankie's children, she had cut them off from everyone.
Yeah.
She'd cut them off from their father. She had told their father, look, this isn't good for the kids to see you right now. Maybe at some point, but right now they need to adjust to us being separated. And he was fighting to try and see his kids. And so she was cutting everybody off, which is, you know, whether it's domestic violence or whether it's child abuse, the first thing the abuser does is isolate their victim.
Yeah, it's very par for the course for someone. With the father, I want to hear your insights on that. I know through his attorney, the statement has been made that he was not living with her at the time, that Ruby was with Jody this summer with the kids. So he had no idea any of these things were going on. Okay, I can get that. But I mean, I don't know that this all just started in a bubble in June or whenever they decided to go hang out for the summer. I would imagine that the behavior and the parenting style of Ruby has been going on for quite some time. How accountable, how culpable is the husband in any of this? And I'm wondering how much did he know and how much did he just kind of stay quiet and maybe was also a victim of the abuse of Ruby? But as a parent, you still have responsibilities, whether you shut up and don't do anything or play the role of an adult.
Sure. I get the impression that he's something of a passive person. Mm-hmm. I also get the impression that perhaps one of the reasons for their separation was a level of disagreement about her parenting tactics. But I get the impression that he felt that there wasn't really anything he could do. She decided to separate. She decided to that he couldn't see the children. I think there was a level of passivity on his part. Mm-hmm. I don't know that rises to the point of him being complicit in it, but I do think that he kind of stepped back and said, okay, if that's what you want. Now, I do understand from some of the things that I've read and heard that he was going along with what she was wanting him to do because he felt like he was trying to get the family back together.
Yeah.
And so he was in the short term doing what she wanted to do in hopes that playing the long game, he would be able to get the family back together.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.